Americans are deciding on Tuesday who to choose as the next president of the United States. At least 120 million Americans are expected to vote on giving Barack Obama a second term or replacing him with Mitt Romney. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the key issues of this election and the importance of the undecided voter.
It does seem that these candidates are neck and neck. There seems to be all to play for between these two, doesn't there?
Absolutely. The results should be in on our time early tomorrow morning, but in practice it might well be tomorrow. It could even be days or maybe even weeks if there are legal challenges in one or two states.
I'll go straight to that point with legal challenges. I was just reading there earlier that both teams have assembled a team of lawyers just in case that happens.
Well, 8 years ago, we know that the American elections were decided by the Supreme Court, not by the American electors, not by the electors of Florida. And I think both sides now prepared to go through something like that again. And I suspect that this time the losing party will not lose quite so gracefully as happened in 2000.
It's an election and it's a voting system very different from other countries. It's done by electoral college. What does that exactly entail?
It means that you have to get more than 269 votes. So whoever gets 270 will be president. And with the exception of Maine, which doesn't have very many votes, all the other states are winner-takes-all. So if you get 51% of the vote in California, you have all of its electoral votes, and the same with all the others. And since about 40 of the states are clearly Democrat or clearly Republican and will not change, what the candidates have to fight for are the other 10, slightly less than 10, which are the so-called swing states, the marginal states which can go either way. And you have to win most of those in order to become president. The most important are the most marginal one is Ohio, clearly from all the polls, but also Pennsylvania and Florida and Virginia are big states and not very clear who's going to win.
What do you think this race has come down to? What do you think voters have been really interested in hearing from these candidates?
The most important thing for almost all Americans is the economy. Who is going to get America going again? And who is going to get people employed again? This is what Romney has been hammering away at. And Obama has been saying that he has had to deal with the worst recession since 1929. And all things considered, America's in pretty good shape. But apart from that, there are social issues which are very important. I don't think they've changed many voters, whether it's abortion, whether it is the other health matters. They have been hotly debated, both in this campaign and before. And as far as we're concerned in Europe and the rest of the world, the foreign policy issues have been far less important because, after all, the two candidates agree mostly on what to do.
Many times a vote comes down to, if it's neck and neck like this, the undecided voter. Do you think there are many undecided voters out there?
More than undecided voters, there aren't an awful lot. There are some people who really can't decide between Obama and Romney. But what really matters in the United States is getting the vote out. So what both are trying to do, and their helpers are doing it feverishly today, now, as we speak, is to get the vote out. So what they have to do is to make sure that the people who are sympathetic towards my side go out and vote for me, rather than just stay at home. And that's how George W. Bush won in his second term, very clearly. And it's the norm in the United States. The genuinely swing voters, there are some, but most of them have made up their minds.
Like many elections, it can be the cult of the personality. It can be how they do in a debate. We saw the first debate with Obama, people saying he did badly. Then he came back in the second debate and did much better. It can be also decided on kind of charisma as well, personality, which may not have happened years and years ago.
Well, the first time that we have very clear evidence of that was the first televised debate in 1960, when the vote was very, very tight then as well. And Nixon came out as the winner in the debate for anyone who heard it on the radio. And Kennedy came out as the winner for anyone who saw it on television, because Nixon just didn't look good. He had a 6 o'clock shadow, and he looked a bit sleazy, and he was talking fine, but he just didn't look the part. Kennedy looked the part beautifully, and most analysts have decided that really won Kennedy the election. So what we saw this time was that in the first debate, Obama in the first debate was terrible. He was wooden. He wasn't there. And if you have a president, somebody who's supposed to be a leader, who just is his eyes have glazed over, and he is not present when he's supposed to be fighting for his job, you think that maybe he's not the right person to lead. He came back very strongly. But if he loses today, it will be because of his bad performance in the first debate.